Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the Lunch Crew. Good to have you here. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. And you're joining us just in time for a very intimate conversation.
Penis talk.
Man alive, my penis shrank.
We were talking about before about these three guys in Germany, and they were ended up in a hot in a sauna, and then one they were all drinking, and the one guy made fun of the other guy, and that guy about the size of his penis, and making small jokes and all the other stuff, and then that guy got pissed off and stabbed the other dude 11 times. And then Monica asked, if you're just tuning in, Monica had asked, like, is that like how much room does this take up in a guy's head? And we just started talking about measurements, and you know, guys, every guy's measured it. If they say they haven't, they lied.
Right.
And that's just a fact.
Sauna, by the way, is friendly confines because it's so warm.
Right.
I feel like no guy is going to be hiding because, listen, you'll feel comfortable.
Yeah, but nobody's... Because
it's warm. If you're in a one of those cold rooms,
right,
then you might wear your towel.
Nobody's really naked in a sauna, though, anyway. I mean, if you're in there by yourself, maybe in a sauna,
right.
Not in a hot tub, in a sauna.
Yeah, no, in a sauna.
There's usually, like, if you go to a gym,
you're
in the sauna. People are in there in their workout gear. They might be in there in a towel, but nobody's
never workout gear.
No, well, there's plenty of times.
Really?
At the gym all the time.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they're going in there, like, literally right before they're going to go in the shower. So they'll go in, and, you know, they're still wearing their shorts or their T-shirt or whatever. But anyway.
I hate when the old guys are in there and they don't wear nothing.
I've never seen
hanging over the edge of the bench.
I go in, the sauna. If I'm at a gym that has a sauna, I go in all the time. I've never seen a naked person in there.
Really?
Just come on in and take your pants off.
Never. Never. But anyway, I mean, walking around the locker room, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But as far as people just balls out in the sauna,
yeah.
I've never seen it.
Sitting out of the towel.
But, what I was trying to tell you earlier, Monica, was that, like, the penis itself is in a constant state of flux. So when you're measuring, right, you're going to measure it. Of course you're going to measure how it is at full staff, right?
Right.
But you're also going to be like, how am I swinging on the average?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then you'll maybe, if you're sitting around and you're bored when you're younger, you'll probably take that measurement too, right?
Okay.
Yeah. But then it's like from there it can go. All of a sudden, it can get a little bit cooler, and that shrinks, or you can get, like, almost in half chub, but you're not half chub.
Now, are these
like,
all just excuses? And so you might say, the other day it was way bigger.
Oh, this is facts.
No, this is just...
This is how it goes.
This is just facts.
Weird.
Like, if you had to measure your nipples, say size of the nipple was a thing, right?
Same.
You would have times when they're flat and soft and not going anywhere, and other times they're boink.
Right.
Yeah, but when they're boink,
nipples,
they're always
slippery nipples, whatever they are.
When they're boink, they're always the same size boink. It's not like one day they're smaller boink and the other day.
No, I know, but other times they're not erect or whatever, so they're not the same size.
You ladies try to think we're just, you know, we're simple beasts. The truth of the matter is, the penis is almost as complex as the vagina is.
And that's not talk crazy.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, it doesn't grow, it doesn't get bigger, it doesn't get smaller, it doesn't have an attitude or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't, you know, it's not like if it's mad at you, it could just not perform for you.
See, now that's where we're different. I control my vagina. My vagina doesn't control me. And I feel like men are
like, okay. What do you mean
you
control? You don't control anything.
I control all of it. I absolutely.
How do you control your vagina?
I will make sure that it's not acting up when I don't want it to act up.
What does that mean?
If I see something I'm a little excited about and there starts to be a little, and I'm not, if I'm in a professional environment or something and I don't want it to get a little, you know, what it does. Shut it down. There's no time for that right now. Y'all
it's like
just
sirens
let it go.
Going off in your body, warning things like, shut it down, boys.
Yeah, because especially when
it's a mental game.
I'm lubricating it.
Right.
What?
And you're like, when you're like, I'm 51 years old. If all of a sudden, and it doesn't happen at work or anything like that, but if it was to happen, I'd welcome it. I'll be like, oh, cool.
Nope.
That hasn't happened in a while.
A surprise on.
Yeah. No. It's a surprise on. Well done, Raj.
Thank you.
You know?
Yeah, work. I mean, Why would it happen at work?
Right.
But when you were younger, apparently it happens all over the joint and you have no all choice.
All the time.
Matter. Yeah.
Right.
That part would suck. But I want to say you could control it, but apparently you can't. So
no, you can't. So yeah, they were all different. The size of the penis is constantly moving.
Brett's is bigger than yours.
Hello. Funny how that audio was saved.
It's also nice and instructional. Just to be clear, Brett's
factual
is bigger
hashtag
than yours.
Brett's is bigger than yours.
Right.
It's trending.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
Incredible.
I got a funny little hot dog.
Look how I'm waiting for mine now. Mine will be negative, I'm sure, but Brett's was very positive.
They're never negative for Brett. I never wanted to see a penis more in my life.
Because it has seemed so big then, right? That
all those positive comments.
I remember that one.
And Brett's got big hands, so you figure,
right.
You know. Why don't you loosen up and touch me there?
Oh. Why would you ever say that?
That is a new one. I don't know where you got that.
I'm starting to think the audience is doing it for him.
I'll see some tweets sometime. And honestly, just like the other day, Roger, when you said whatever it is that he just recently got, I don't even remember you saying it. Do you know what I mean? And so there are people that are on Twitter that are like, oh, hey. And they'll be like specific.
Mark the tape for that one.
There is a lot of that.
11:34.
I was just going to say 11:33. That's so weird you said that. Like 11:33, Roger said, quote, unquote, my penis shrank. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. There are some people who are very aware of those lines. Well.
Did you get when JP said?
No, I didn't.
They're worried about the isolated audio. Right. I love it.
Right.
Hey, you guys can help Brett with his inventory. Like, it's like you're like, you know, assistant producers.
Correct.
Hey,
it's teamwork.
Marina is online, too. Hey there.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, love.
What's up? Okay, this is Marina. And I just wanted to tell you, and Monica will appreciate this. I've been around. I'm 70. I've never been married. And I got to tell you, it comes in all shapes and sizes.
Nice.
And believe me. Yeah. No. The ones with the biggest ones are the ones that really suck. Terrible.
Really?
Well,
like no skills?
Monica, and you know this, it's the ones that are a bit smaller that use it the best.
They work hard.
Maybe, but they're the best lovers, and I've had them all in all shapes and sizes.
Hello.
And I have to tell you, I'm being honest, they make the best lovers, and I don't know what it is, but I've had them all, and make the best lovers. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what the size, JP.
I have questions for you. Marina, I have a question for you.
With all your experience.
You said you're 70?
Hmm? Yes.
Are you still fairly sexually active?
Yes.
Oh.
Good for you. What's your number?
I mean, I don't go I don't go like the Energizer Bunny, but I've tried counting many times because my friends have asked me, who all have been married since like high school.
Right.
And I lost count at 200.
Oh.
I swear. And I've never gotten anything. I've always been careful of who I sleep with. And they make the best lovers, the ones with the smaller ones, so it doesn't matter.
Because they care more. Because they'll work harder at it.
Yeah, you're trying to make up for maybe.
Yeah.
What you're doing. Marina.
Stop looking between your legs, guys, and measuring, because it really doesn't matter.
It's all about skill. What decade of your life was your most, was the best harvest for guys? Like your
fabulous
teens,
question.
20s, 30s, 40s? Fabulous. Did it get better as you got older?
I would say 30s into 40s and even 50, but I would say the 30s were the hottest.
But what year, what decade was that? Was that the 70s or 80s?
So 40 years ago.
70s was the 20s. The 80s were the 80s. I mean, the 30s were the 80s.
You're doing a ton of coke too, right?
I'm sorry?
It was the 80s. You were probably doing a ton of coke too, right?
No, I really wasn't into that. I was more into like, you know, give me a glass of wine in the joint. I was fine.
I'm a product
of the 60s, so I tried, you name it, I tried it from the 60s, and I hung out with the Jim Morrisons and everybody in...
Excuse me?
What's that now?
He was the worst. But anyway, yeah.
What? You hung out with Jim Morrison? Let's just blow past that.
What?
Did you hang out with Jim Morrison?
Oh, of course I did.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, I was a product of the 60s, and then you had Greenwich Village, and then you had all kinds of clubs. And
What do you mean Jim Morrison was the worst? What does that mean, Jim Morrison was the worst?
Yeah. I remember I was at the Electric Circus, and we were mushing it up there in the rubber room. And he was just slobbering all over me. He smelled. He was horrible.
Get out of here.
I didn't do him. I swear I did not do him. I mushed him up and I said, ugh, if this is anything like it's going to be, I don't think so.
So you're just making out with him and he was drunk, sweaty smelling.
Oh, God. He was the worst. Shower. He was drooling all over my face. Ugh, he was disgusting.
Hey, how many dudes are you juggling now?
Two.
Two.
That's 17.
Do they know each other?
I've always had at least two. No, they don't. One has it, the other one doesn't, and it's you need variety in life.
Good for you.
It's fun. I've always
Good for you,
like,
Marina.
You're a role model.
Marina, if you didn't sleep with Jim Morrison, who did you sleep with that we would know who's famous?
Ooh, I'll never tell. There was a couple.
Give us a hint.
Were you in the canyon?
Were you in L.A.? Like, were you in California, living in the canyon?
No,
did you know CSN and the Doors and all those guys and John Phillips and everybody?
Was it Jesus?
No. You're bad. No, basically New York. I grew up there. Uh-huh. And I left to come to Florida in the mid-70s. But, yeah, New York, I was young and I was like a little energizer bunny, but...
Yeah,
anyway,
you're in the clubs.
I got to tell you. I couldn't tell you. I'm going to write a book one of these days. And
you better hurry up.
All right, Marina, thanks for the call.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Yeah, I could talk to you all day.
Marina's my
hero. Lady's got life experience.
She is my hero. Can I just tell you my motto? And I'm just going to have to change it all my social medias as my uh-huh. line on there.
Uh-huh.
Mushing it up in the rubber room.
Of the the bar. What was it? The Electric Circus?
Mushing it up in the rubber room is just
great.
That's what I want. My weekend,
with Jim Morrison.
My goal for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow is to mush it up in the rubber room. I don't even really know what that means, but I feel like I can make it happen.
You're such a liar.
Stop being a whore.
What does mushing
better
it
yet,
mean?
Start being a whore. Start.
What does mushing it up mean? Does that just mean like...
making out and stuff.
I guess.
But he was stinky. That's what I got from her. But she said, she said, I didn't do him, she said.
I love it. She's my hero.
Good for 200. Her.
And if you think about it, hang on. Now, before we all freak out at the number 200.
Did any of us freak out?
Okay, good. No judgy.
I did a little.
No, because think about it. Like, let's just say in your 20s, especially in her, 70s and all of that with free love and all that. She's never had any diseases or anything, she said. So
she's never been married.
She might. Yeah, exactly. So she's having her good time. So let's just say in 1 year, she does... once a week she does someone else. It's four people. And then you multiply that type. Like, you can add up numbers pretty quickly.
It'll be 36 in 1 year.
And she's 70. And maybe she started when she was 20. Like, they add up.
Yeah. I mean, that's 150 right there, a little over.
I'm saying. Now, let's just say it was more than once a week.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm not knocking her. She had a good time. She's got stories.
That's cool.
See, that to me, I mean, that's a sign of a life well lived. Is a list of good stories.
Yeah.
She's got great stories. That's a life well lived.
And the Electric Circus nightclub has its own Wikipedia page.
Oh.
And it was in New York City. And from 67 to 71, like, she checks out.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the bands that
her
are in there, she might have slept with Sly Stone or Greg Allman or Ike Turner.
Both at the same
or Lou
time.
Reed or Jerry Garcia.
She slept with Ike Turner. She still have the black eye.
Or all of them.
Hi.
I mean, that's just crazy stuff.
Do it, Marina. Do it.
He used to beat his bitches up.
Yeah, he was.
Sastina.
He's a mean guy, apparently.
All right, you ready for dead guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Before
that, Maryland's losing to West Virginia, but it's early. It's way early.
I didn't put anything in on it.
Don't worry about it.
I did put Virginia in. Me and Kenny have 100 each on
Virginia?
On Virginia.
Oh, you'd be good. Point spread? Money line.
-5.5.
Okay.
There was no money line on that.
Oh, for Virginia? Really?
Oh, I didn't look. You know what? That was a good call. I should have did that. Anyway, I got a dead guy in the envelope. He's had multiple careers that could have made him famous, but you know him best as an actor. Okay? White guy, American guy, He had multiple careers that could have made him famous and may have. But you know him best as an actor.
Multiple careers that made him famous. All right, Monica, you want to hit this first?
Was he popular in what I'm going to now refer to as the Marina era in the 70s and 80s?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Was he mushing it up in the rubber room?
He may have been.
Okay. Did he make out with Jim Morrison?
That's my new famous
line. I can say that. All right. Is this guy, is he known, you said actor, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he known for dramatic movies?
I would say the role he's best known for was dramatic. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's definitely got one role above and beyond everything else that he's best known for.
Okay.
All right.
It's a good start.
800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. The phone numbers, Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.